Supper was satisfactory?
Most of it, yes, yes. But I didn't ask for orange salad with a duck. You really ought to know by this time that I prefer prunes. Please remember next time.
Thank you, madam. You won't be disturbed again, madam.
Thank you. Don't you agree about the duck?
If you say so, yes. But I hardly knew what I was eating.
Oh, that's absurd. Now, why should I take the trouble to order a delicious supper for you if you don't appreciate it, ungrateful boy? Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Once again, the discreet lighting, the intimacy, and the settee. Only there, the initiative seems to be coming from the woman, a very well-known Viennese actress, as it happened. But back to my own affairs. Aha, my own affairs.
I can still hardly believe it.
Believe what, my dear child?
Well, I'm actually sitting here with you. You! And this is a private room in our most famous restaurant, which all the girls are dying to visit, and that I've had such a wonderful supper, alone with you. You can't imagine it. It is like a dream.
Well, that's what I'd hoped, my dear.
You see, I think it's through you that I fell in love with the theater. The first time I was ever allowed to go, for my parents were very strict, was to see you. We lived in Brintz, you know. You must remember coming to Brintz.
Brintz, yes. Very, very fine market hall there, isn't there?
Oh, no, there's nothing special about the market hall. It's the cathedral, which has a very, very tall spire. Oui, it's famous. Oh, you must remember.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. That's stupid of me. Yes, of course, Brintz. So you first saw me there, did you? What was I playing? A mad emperor?
Yes. Yes, the poor mad emperor. Oh, of course, it was ages ago.
Ages ago, but it couldn't have been, my dear. I went out on that tour playing the emperor in all sorts of dreadful places. It was only 6 or 7 years ago.
It seems ages ago. I was at school.
Uh-huh. Of course. Oh, of course, ages ago.
Dear Florian, your work. Oh, yes, it is good. Your last play has some distinct possibilities, but it is you yourself who interest me, just as I hope it's I, Julia, and not merely myself as the leading lady of the comedy theater who interest you.
Well, of course. Well, I don't really see the difference, especially in your case.
Dear boy, that's absurd. I'm a woman. Not merely a performer.
Yes, but on the stage you show us your charm, your wit, your intelligence, your depth of feeling, your beauty. They're all there for us to admire, to worship.
Well, so is the scenery. But I have a private life. I have a heart. What happens in the theatre is important, of course. But what happens outside the theatre is still more important. I may feel lonely, sad. I may need a devoted friend. So I say, let us talk about each other, not about our work, dear Florian.
But why did you say that my last play has some distinct possibilities?
Oh, play, play, play. Now, let me tell you something. This morning, I read a play. At lunch, I discussed a play with my agent. This afternoon, I rehearsed a play. This evening, you may remember, I acted a play. And now, after supper, you're surprised because I don't want to talk about yet another play.
But I thought that was why you invited me
here. No, it wasn't.
Oh?
No. I talk business during the day, not in private rooms at night.
I see.
Oh, no, no, stop pulling that face. Shall you forgive my stupid teasing? Kiss me.
Huh?
You're shy, aren't you, Florian?
Well...
Now, you must tell me all about yourself so that you won't feel shy anymore. Yes, tell me where you were born, where you went to school, everything. Come along.
Well, I was born and grew up in a very dull little provincial town called Brintz.
Oh, I know Brintz.
Do you?
Yes, I played in that drafty old theatre there and nearly got pneumonia. When was I there last now? Oh, it must have been years ago. I think we were playing The Lady's Nurse.